Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Is no secret that my top manifesting hack is my daily use of subliminal audios. I mean, mostly because I'm lazy and I get to manifest in my sleep. What a goddamn dream. Who wouldn't love it? Subliminal messaging has been around for years. The Guardian published an article back in 2007 stating that scientists have found that subliminal messages leave a mark on the brain, and that's why everyone from Apple to Coca-Cola have infamously used it in their advertising campaigns. Subliminal stimuli are any sensory stimuli below a person's threshold for conscious perception, i.e., you think you're just listening to a relaxing piece of music, but boom, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of powerful statements and affirmations beneath the music that you can't hear with your conscious brain. These affirmations can have distinct impacts on people's thoughts and behaviour. Choose from a range including perfect health, wealth and success, beauty and confidence, fertility, weight loss, meet your soulmate, peaceful and present parent, happy kids, and so much more. Easily download onto your phone or live stream when exercising, cooking dinner, in the bath, or my personal favourite, as you go to sleep as part of your daily mindset practice. Go to francescaamber.com to get yours. What up, bitches? Welcome back to Law of Attraction Changed My Goddamn Life. I am sitting recording this in a very clean, tidy, inspirational, motivational, I can't think of any other words, home office. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today, which is creating space for abundance and also creating intentional spaces within your home. Now, what has brought this shit on? Apart from the fact that I love talking about decluttering, I love talking about your home becoming your 3D vision board. We are also doing a decluttering book in the book club this month. And do you know what? I've said it before, I'll say it again. There are certain books that go down in book club history as just absolute fucking classics. Do Less, Learning About Cyclical Living, Get Rich Lucky Bitch, Becoming Rich Bitches, The Happy Home, where we all feng shui our houses. There are certain books that we just absolutely love. And I got to tell you, spoiler alert, this is one of them. The book we are doing this month is called Fuck You Chaos, Declutter Your Home, Mind and Finances to Discover More Happiness, Calm, Purpose and Abundance. And the reason that I love including decluttering in my manifesting process so much is because when you declutter and organise your physical space, whether that's simply your bedroom within a home that you may share with others, or your entire home, or your car, or your workspace, you will get instant results. Try decluttering something and not feeling better after. I fucking dare you. The second thing is that the universe loves a physical action. If you think that your thoughts are powerful, physical actions are so powerful. Taking a physical action towards the life that you want and the way that you want to live It's a big move. Okay, that's all I'm saying. It's a big move. And finally, the universe loves a vacuum. So if you create any kind of space, whether that is space in time in your calendar, whether it is space in your mind, if you start to free yourself up of certain things that you keep thinking about, oh, I must see my friend Janet, who I don't get on with anymore and I have nothing in common with. Free yourself up to let go of certain friendships and relationships and allow yourself to create space in your mind. Or whether it's what we're talking about today, which is creating physical space within your home, your car, your work environment, whatever it may be. The universe loves a fucking vacuum. It will fill that shit up. But if we are being intentional and we are working on our self-development and our growth mindset, it's not just going to be filled up with random shit. It's not going to be filled up with things that are not in alignment with what we want in our lives. If we are intentional about it, it's going to get filled with good shit that is in alignment with your future goals and dreams. That is going to propel you towards your dream life. It is going to be stuff that is so much better than the shit you're getting rid of. So I love decluttering because I instantly feel more energized. I feel more motivated. I get rid of that horrible overwhelm feeling. And it also creates more time and money in my life. The less stuff you have, and the more intentional you are about the things that you keep and the more organized you are, it is literally going to save you time and money in terms of housework. Or if you are like me and you're a bit of a bougie bitch and you don't do your housework yourself, you know, my cleaner was spending a lot of her time just tidying up after me and the girls, and she wasn't getting much cleaning done. And I was like, fuck, I think my cleaner needs a cleaner. I need to get a second cleaner who can actually just come and clean after she's tidied. This is bullshit. Like, this is crazy. I just needed to eliminate the excess, clear the clutter, get rid of the overwhelm, and I would be saving myself time and money by doing so. So today I want to talk about creating intentional spaces in your home. The reason this is so important is, especially since the old Panny D, we are spending a lot of time at home. A lot of us are now working from home, even at least just part-time. If you are in the era of your life where you are at home with young children or you're a housewife, you are going to be spending a lot of time in your home. And I know that so many of us will kind of put up with a chaotic, stressful, overwhelming home that is an absolute assault on the senses. And we put up with things that don't work or slow us down or create friction in our lives, which take up valuable bandwidth, which means we then don't have the energy or the time or the space to work on our goals. But we kind of just hold on to the dream of like having a nice holiday a couple of times a year. And we really look forward to those moments. But I'm here to tell you, my friend, we don't want to be doing that. Yes, it's good to look forward to a holiday, but you can create incredible moments and an incredible holiday-like feeling within your home environment where you are every single day. So why not make so many moments of your everyday existence, your everyday life, a luxury peak experience? Because that truly is the trick to living an aspirational, beautiful, curated life. It's not about living in a crazy, chaotic home and having crazy, chaotic habits and then enjoying a luxury holiday once or twice a year. It's also not about hating your job and hating your life Monday to Friday and living for the weekend. We are trying to create as many beautiful moments as we can every single day. So this could be as simple as having a beautiful family dining setup. It could be as simple as being like, do you know what? We need a goddamn Alexa in here. We need really nice ambient music. It could be having soft lighting in there. Maybe you've just got a stark overhead bulb and you invest in a nice side lamp so that it feels more like a restaurant vibe. You could have a scented candle on the table. You could make a whole ritual out of having a family meal together. Now, the reason I started with this one is because I don't know why, but my new house, I fucking hate my dining room. It feels to me like a cheap garage conversions. Sorry, no offense to the people that built it, but it feels horrible. I don't enjoy being in there. When it comes to sitting down with the girls to eat, which is already a little bit of a stressful experience, I find myself dreading meal times. And so all it takes sometimes is making a few small changes to create a really nice environment to enjoy family meals in. You could also make your bedroom feel like a luxury hotel, really minimalist, only things in there that are going to help you restore, relax, re-energize. That could be an everyday moment that really increases your overall well-being. So I recently did a highly symbolic upgrade of upgrading my bed and my sheets, and I bought very expensive but very fucking worth it White Company very high thread count Egyptian cotton sheets, and my lord, I would look forward to getting into that bed every single night. So it could be setting up your bedroom in such a way that you feel like you're in a luxury hotel. It could be that you create a garden that feels like a secret nature paradise, and you can enjoy al fresco dining and barbecuing and spending time with friends around a fire pit, whatever it might be. You can create these peak luxury moments every day in your regular life. You don't need to wait for a holiday. You don't need to wait for your fucking wedding day. You don't need to wait for special occasions to feel like you have these high vibrational moments. So, of course, if we are experiencing more high vibrational moments every day, our vibration will naturally and easily rise. And when we do that, we are so much more able to manifest what we want. So many people struggle to get onto a high vibration. And of course, so would I if every time I try to open my front door, it fucking catches and I have to pull it open because it doesn't open properly. And, you know, my kettle doesn't work properly and it makes a horrible noise. And my oven door is broken and I have to hold it up every time I put something in the oven. Or I have to jump over a pile of toys to get into my bed. Whatever. Sorry, that made it sound like sex toys, didn't it? I just meant children's toys. Why would children's toys be in your bedroom? I mean, your guess is fucking as good as mine, but children's toys always end up in my bedroom. My point is, I'm not talking about spending huge amounts of money here. I've been in situations where I've not had any money to spend to improve my home. And you don't need to create an open plan layout or upgrade all of your bedding to experience these moments. Quite often, it can be about eliminating all of the shit that's around us that no longer serves us, that we don't need to be holding us back. And you can create these high vibe, focused, intentional moments every single day. So before you hire a skip and start to declutter, what do you want to achieve from creating these intentional rooms or spaces? That's what I'd really urge you to ask yourself. What is it that you are looking to achieve? And we're all going to have different answers to these. And each room or space is going to provide a different experience or outcome for you. So I'll give you a couple of my examples. So the first area I wanted to work on was my home office. This is an area that has been really, really neglected since I moved in. I kind of just dumped all my work stuff up here and then very rarely returned. I often wouldn't work up here, choosing to work on my sofa or dining table instead, because I don't know, it wasn't a very nice space to be in. But what I want from organizing and decluttering and making my office really beautiful is to be inspired. I want to look around here and see my achievements. I want to see where I want to go, what I want to achieve. I want to feel inspired by artwork on the walls. I want to feel super productive. So that means having a desk and a chair set up that feels comfortable, that I have everything that I need to be able to work properly in one space. And even something I've realized is like having a comfy chair in here, because I don't really have anywhere to sort of sit down and relax. If I've been sat at a desk for hours, I end up going back downstairs to kind of like lay on my bed or lay on the sofa. And then, of course, once you're out, forget it. You ain't getting no more work done. So I want to feel productive. I want to feel inspired. And the other thing is I really want to feel focused. And that means that I cannot afford to have clutter in here, both mental clutter, visual clutter, literal clutter that I'm falling over. I can't afford to have clutter in my office space. So what is the end result? What do I want to achieve from decluttering this room? Aside from the fact that I end up having a beautiful home office that Kris Jenner would be proud of, with beautiful artwork on the walls, books everywhere, everything that I need to create a successful podcast and a successful business. Well, what I want to achieve is I want to be richer. I want to be more successful. And finally, I want to write a goddamn book. My God, I cannot seem to find the motivation to write a fucking book. Why can't I do it? I don't know. Well, I do know. It's because I've got a very uninspiring workspace. So that is a great example of, it's not just about the decluttering. It's not just about the organizing. It's figuring out what do you want as a result of organizing that space. That's what makes it an intentional space. Now, how about a bedroom? This is a great place for a lot of people to start, because this is the area where you are going to regenerate, re-energize, renew, refresh yourself. So your bedroom should really be like a luxury sanctuary that helps you to relax and restore. And more importantly, this is my space. Like, this is my goddamn space. I share the majority of my home with my children, and they overtake everything. I've got Paw Patrol blaring on my TV. I've got my Alexa playing fart sounds. I've got toys in every fucking room, even though they have a toy room. And this is my one space that's just for me. It's a place that will help me to also dress and look my best. And this is something that I feel quite passionate about, is if you have a wardrobe space in your bedroom and a space for all of your, like, your beauty stuff, your hair and beauty stuff, making sure that that is all accessible, uncluttered, tidy, and in the right place is going to ensure that you take care of your hair, your skin, your beauty regime, and that you look your best clothes wise. You know, if you have a super cluttered wardrobe and every time you open it, you just think, oh, fucking hell, you're going to end up wearing the same old shit all the time, uninspiring outfits. And we know the power of dressing for the life that you want, dressing for the job that you want. So making sure that your wardrobe and your beauty space is uncluttered and organized is going to help you to actually physically, through grooming and fashion and skincare and beauty and every other word I could think of, make sure that you are truly living out your best life in that sense. So what about a kitchen? Personally, I'm absolutely dreading decluttering my kitchen. That is one that I am not looking forward to. But the intentional space that I want to create there is, I want to create a social environment for family and friends where I want to cook and I want to create memorable meals with people that I love. So this is really like a twofold thing. Number one is, I feel like if you have a kitchen you hate, you're not going to want to spend time in there. You are not going to want to cook. You are not going to want to eat healthy. And you're not going to want to really make the most of that space. And I say this as somebody that had a fucking horrible kitchen that was infested with spiders. It was freezing cold. It was horrible. And I never wanted to be in there. And I know as soon as I changed that and I created this beautiful kitchen space, I all of a sudden was really enjoying things like HelloFresh and having people round for dinner and dinner parties and barbecues. And it was really down to that space enabling me to live out that part of my life. So that's just a couple of examples, office, bedroom, kitchen. But you can see that whenever you are decluttering, organizing, and curating a space within your home, you really need to look at, what is it that you are going to gain from this? What are you hoping to achieve? And what will the end result look like? Is it that you want to have more friends and family in your home, in your space, having barbecues, parties, fire pit nights, all these kind of things? Like, for me, that's like a huge one, is I want to have people welcome within my home. Is it that you want to create beautiful dining experiences with your family and encourage your children to eat healthily and enjoy meal times? Because that shit, you have to do it three times a day. You might as well be doing it somewhere that is clean and clear and inspiring, a beautiful place to eat. Is it that you want to create a beauty and dressing room space that really encourages you to dress in a way that is going to manifest your dream life or your dream partner or your dream whatever it might be? because you are living out that manifestation through your clothing choices and through your personal appearance. What is it that you want from these spaces? That's the most important thing. And then everything else will become clear. It will become instantly clear what you want to keep and what you want to get rid of. Now, if you have guilt over getting rid of items, there are so many places that you can donate used makeup, used products, clothes, obviously, shoes, electrical products. There are so many places that you can donate so many things now. And that is also a very high vibe action. Realizing that something that you no longer use and you don't want and isn't serving you is going to be exactly what somebody else is looking for in their life. So edit ruthlessly and only keep what supports your future life. Create space to manifest what you really want, whatever it is. So I hope that this has motivated you and energized you to go and declutter even just one room in your house and to create some intentional space in your home and your life. I'm going to ask you a favor. Please do the Lord's work and tag me in your stories on Instagram of either how many bags of rubbish you've thrown away, a before and after of really messy cupboards or rooms, because honestly, it's like porn for me. I absolutely love decluttering. I fucking love it. So please do tag me in any resulting declutterings that you've had from listening to this podcast today. And if you want to get into this more, and truly, who fucking wouldn't? This month in the book club, we are doing the book Fuck You Chaos, which is not only about decluttering your physical space, your home space, but also about decluttering your mindset and also your finances. It is a three-pronged approach, and I am very, very excited. We are still only in the first week. You could very, very easily catch up, and I do a new episode per chapter, and we also have a little Facebook group where we update each other with all of our progress, and it's honestly, I fucking live for it. I live for the book club bitch community. If you are listening to this and you are a book club bitch, I fucking live for you, okay? I live for this book club. I will be updating all of my progress with this in hopefully very satisfying time-lapse reels on my Instagram. So come and follow me if you're not already. I am at Law of Attraction Changed My Life or at Francesca Amber. And I will see you bitches next week. The Law of Attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too, bitch. Clear out your wardrobe. You'll thank me later. Bye. What up, bitches? It's no secret that reading has changed my goddamn life. I think it's incredible that people put their entire life's work, their teachings, into a book that often costs less than £10. It's incredible to me. And I am so thankful to all of the authors that have helped me on my self-development journey. And, you know, I have the UK's biggest self-development book club. There's over 3,000 of us reading along each month. But maybe you're thinking, Fran, I ain't got time to read. Who do you think I am? Barbara Cartland? No, you are busy. You are girl bossing it. You are living your goddamn life. And I get that. I see that. I hear it and I value it. And that's where Audible can come in. If you find yourself only with the time to be able to listen to something, but to not sit and physically hold a book, maybe you have a physical job like cleaning or whatever, where you are using your hands, or maybe you're a crafter and you want to be able to just listen to something and to learn on the go, or maybe you're driving a lot and you're able to listen to a book, but you know, it's illegal to read a book and drive, bitches, don't try it, then Audible may be for you. I have a 30-day free trial that you can have a little go at and see if it's for you. You can download millions of books to your phone or to your laptop or whatever you fucking want and listen to it wherever you are. So check it out. I'll leave the link down below.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.